Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وصلى الله على محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers, sisters, listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. I am your host, Abdullah Al Musawi. Previously, we were talking about the political system, or to be more precise, the Islamic political system. In the previous episode, we emphasized on the fact that Muslims need to establish an Islamic system. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, when he migrated from Mecca to Medina, we mentioned that the first thing he ever did was to establish an Islamic political system, or at least let's just generalize it and call it a government system. People without government, they'll be just like sheep without a farmer. They will be eaten by wolves. We have a hadith from Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam. He says, we do not find any group of people or any nation of any nations. They only remained and lived by having a leader, a president, someone that they really need, whether in regards to the world itself, the material world, or into religion. And these people, these nations will not exist and they will not be there if it wasn't for the president or the leader. And mind you, when we talk about president and leaders, it means that someone has a system into play, not just random things. So Amir al-Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam, he said that people need to have a leader, barran kana aw fajr, whether good or bad. At the end of the day, a leader is required. A system is required. Now, this is in general. When you look at human history from the get-go, from the beginning, they all had systems. They all had leaders. They all had presidents. They all had someone they could go to or someone that would give the laws. Be it the tribe leaders, be it the prophets, or be it members of the community, at the end of the day, you would see that leadership and systems and governments are in place. And the most significant government that you and I have is a family. A family is a tiny, mini government. It has a head, which is the father. It has the president, which is the wife. And also you have the children. And these two, the father and the husband and the wife, they dictate what happens in the family. They dictate what happens to the kids. They maintain the affair of the kids, whether it is health, education, finances, economy. Every aspect of the family is dictated by the parents. If there is no parents, the family will fall short. So that experience of a family gets magnified to a greater audience and becomes a system. Therefore, an Islamic system is 100% a requirement. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اون اینه که فرون درخت کاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Keys of Life, Mafatihul Hayat. The first thing any system needs, or any government needs, is a ruler. That's the first thing. You need to have a leader that leads that country, that system. When we talk about an Islamic state, or having an Islamic system. Now, obviously, the requirements is to have either a prophet or an imam, infallible imam, appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the event that these two are absent, which currently we're living under that circumstance where our imam is not with us, we are required to find a just leader, a just God-fearing leader. Because having a leader that is just, it means that people will live in peace. If we have an oppressive leader, then people will be oppressed. And look at the Islamic history. After the demise of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we had the reign of the three kings, and we saw how things turned out to be. And then Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib, the rightful Khalifa of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he lasted for 4 years and 6 months. And we saw how beautiful the world turned out to be, but sadly that did not continue. And then from down there was a downhill for the Muslim world. We had one oppressive ruler after another. And thousands, if not millions, of Muslims through the Umayyad dynasty and Abbasid dynasty lost their lives, lost their wealth, lost their lands, lost everything because of these oppressive rulers. Therefore, we need to have a just ruler. That's the first condition. Al-Imam As-Sadiq alayhi as-salam said, the people of each city, they need three things. Balad, it could be a country in a bigger state, could be a continent, or it could be just a village or a city. So you do the math. He said three things are required for every city or a country. One, that people go to them in terms of the dunya, in terms of their problems when it comes to life itself, or in terms of religion. If these three things did not exist, then these people will turn into nothing but, as we call them these days, morons, to say the least. Maybe the word moron, it could be a little bit offensive, but people who basically have nothing to turn to. People are completely and utterly lost. And then he says, faqihun, the three things that we require in every country or city. Faqihun alimun wara'. First, you need to have a scholar that is knowledgeable and God-fearing. Two things, they have to exist in that scholar, not just knowledge. Knowledge and piety, God-fearing. Two, the imam says, wa amiru khayran, and a prince, a leader, that is based and acts based on good. Muta', he needs to be obeyed. Why? Obviously, because he's trying to help people. So people need to obey him. And three, the imam says, وَطَبِيبٌ بَصِيرَةٌ ثِقَةٌ. You need to have a physician that is trustworthy and a skilled physician. three things we need in order for the system to exist: scholar, a just leader, and a physician. We will continue this discussion in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There Was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.